If you're here to testify in support, please raise your hand and we'll bring you over. And I'm going to go to Kate Foy first, and then I'm going to come right to you, Michael, okay?
Sorry, I just, the computer glitched.
Oh, you're perfect. You just hang on 1 second.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello to all of you. This is my first time testifying in front of this committee. So I'm happy to be here. Senator DeChambeau, Representative Warren, and members of the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. My name is Kate Foy, and I'm the legislative liaison for the Department of Economic and Community Development. I am here today to testify in favor of LD 1473. As you may know and now have heard, Whole Oceans is retrofitting the former Verso paper mill in Bucksport to establish a land-based aquaculture facility. As part of this process, Whole Oceans is installing several large water tanks inside of a metal building on site, but the building code as currently written would require the installation of an elaborate and expensive sprinkler system that is not necessary given the nature and use of the building. Whole Oceans approached the Department of Economic and Community Development to see if there might be a solution to this costly installation. We reached out to and worked closely with the State Fire Marshal's Office to present a governor's bill that provides an exemption under MUBEC statute so that the project may continue. This bill does not exempt all buildings at an aquaculture company. It would exempt from MUBEC only those buildings that are used for aquaculture of marine or freshwater organisms, such as buildings where they will store water tanks. Office locations, for example, would still be built to MUBEC standards. Furthermore, those buildings that are exempt, NFPA 101 Life Safety Code would still apply and would be reviewed. The buildings and facility operations are also still subject to a host of other regulations through the Department of Marine Resources and the Department of Environmental Protection. Maine has a set of high regulatory standards, and for a good reason. Our natural resources are one of our state's greatest resources, and safeguarding them for future generations is critical. This exemption in no way compromises these high standards, but places the aquaculture industry in alignment with agricultural buildings that are used in similar ways. Land-based aquaculture is rapidly increasing in the U.S. as demand for seafood also continues to increase. There has been significant investment worldwide in this eco-friendly and sustainable technology. Maine can now benefit from the latest advancements as we grow and diversify one of our heritage industries. We can take a leadership role in this emerging industry on a global scale, becoming one important part of the sustainable food solution and protecting the long-term sustainability of our wild caught fisheries. Land-based aquaculture has the potential to bring jobs to our area of our state and will also infuse significant investment dollars and tax revenue into the state, reaching far beyond the locations where these facilities are based. This in turn will spur further economic development that will have far-reaching, long-term positive impact on all Maine people and the communities in which we live. DECD, along with the Department of Public Safety, would like to offer one small amendment to the bill as printed, and it's in my testimony, and I've sent it to the clerk. And so thank you. I'd be happy to take any questions. I see my time is up. And Senator Rosen, I'm coming to your house. This is definitely the way to do committee.
Great. Thank you, Kate. We're going to start